So we're still eligible to apply, I think, for federal funding.
So you're looking to have approval of the Victims Advocates Grant as that we've been talking about? Is there a way to reference it, or is that it?
I think it's the State Victims Advocate Grant for 2025-2026.
I'll make that motion.
Well, hold on. Because on some of the things, Kent, I'm seeing it's 2025 to 2027. Is this something that has to be signed yearly?
And are we talking state fiscal years or calendar years?
It would be
fiscal. State fiscal year.
So state fiscal year 25 is right now. Mm-hmm. No, we're in 26 right now. Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if we're having to do this because it was a transfer of employees, so everything originally was under Mikkel, and now it should be under... Because I know Polly sent me information where we just had to take Mikkel's name off of everything and implant my name into everything. But nothing else changed. So that might be the reason why, if it's a grant from 2025 to 2027, and here we are in the 2026 fiscal year, things are having to be signed, right?
No, I think it started, we had to get the deadlines we were looking at were for July 1 of 2025 to 2027. Okay. So I think that's the reason why.
Okay. Yes, my motion stands to approve.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to approve the victim's advocate grant for the term that was stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'll sign this.
Thank you.
Okay. Electronically.
Going after some dollars.
Okay.
Doing what I can.
And providing the service.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
She's yes. Awesome.
Trying. Okay, is that all you needed me for?
Thank
you. Okay, I'll go finish that last... I'm ready to be done with it, too.
All right, item 12, discussion and consideration of Mid-America Pipeline Company, LLC, settlement agreement.
Is this one costing us money?
Yes. That's a Brienne question, but it wasn't pretty.
Hopefully it's only the $74,000. Of the big numbers I'm looking at. Probably not.
Do you want me to grab Brienne?
I think that would be good to have a discussion with her if she's available. I think it, I want to say it is that amount, Jack, but.
2018 to 2025. Summary page says what the tax relief.
page. Page 2 shows the.
No.
Okay. Oh, hey.
It's all
Hi.
Hey.
It's all changing.
It's all changing valuation that I found so far. I haven't that seen what the county payments, what we owe them.
We don't know that until you approve it. So then we take the valuation once that judgment's signed, and Jesse will go in and change the valuation, and then I go in and create the amount. So we won't. We don't know, but I know the last one, the checks that I cut last time for 2 years, this I believe is for several years, yes. More than 2 years, it was $75,000 for 2 years.
This is 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25.
So it's going to be quite a bit. And I have 60 days to, once that judgment is entered, I have 60 days to write the check. So that's why we're going to, once that's approved, I believe Daggett's the only one that hasn't approved it, the only county that hasn't gone forward with it. All the other counties in question that are listed on the front
so
page.
So if we were to approve it, is there a way for you to anticipate what those payments would be?
I could possibly, once Jesse changes those figures in the assessors.
I'd probably take a little bit different approach, at least for discussion. I don't know that we have a choice, really, whether to approve it or not.
I understand the deal.
So I agree, but I would say, based on my understanding, we need to approve it, and then the next step would be for the math to happen.
Mm-hmm. And Jesse goes through and changes the valuations for those years in our software.
Yeah.
And then I go through and figure the difference.
But to Jack's point, it would be nice to know as soon as possible.
Oh, absolutely. I will absolutely.
It goes without saying.
Yes, and so it's going to get probably large enough that I don't have enough in the checking account, in the treasury checking account, to cover that. Daggett's responsibility is 50%, estimated 50% of that.
Well, because it's
school district, it's county general. Then the school district, and I may have to call the school and have them write us a check so that we can cover the check.
Sure.
And that's why we're going to, Carrie and I sat down and talked about it, the auditor, and that's why we're going to go through with the judgment levy. But we don't start receiving those funds until next year. So we'll have to do a truth in taxation, have a public hearing.
Do you do the judgment levy without us? Or that's your recommendation to us?
I do the judgment levy. The treasurer's office
does. Does it require the commission to act on it?
I've never done one. But from what I understand, it's the treasurer's responsibility. I'm sure with your participation.
Prepare. Well, or our approval.
You can not do a judgment levy, but I don't know
but
what.
In terms of being a part of the conversation, as I think earlier, better.
Oh, of course. I'm not going to not do anything that the commission isn't aware of.
Yeah, or make a recommendation.
But the treasurer's office does the judgment levy.
Understood.
With your support, of course. I haven't done one. I don't believe Daggett County's done one in 20, almost 30 years. I think it was Vicki McKee that did the last one. So I have the information on it as far as state code now, and I was going to ask any of the treasurers in the county that have done, the state that have done one, if they'd assist me in doing it. But there are certain things that need to happen. Like I said, a truth in taxation and a public hearing, and then we won't start recouping that money until 2026.
A year from now.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So I don't know how, like I said, until this is approved to move forward and they settle on those amounts and the amounts are entered and I know what. Yeah, it's going to be a interesting thing. I've got a little in PTIF, but I don't think it's only a little over 100,000 in PTIF, and then I've got about 300,000, but I still have to cut checks to the other entities. And that, so.
Is it a
however, I think Matt is right. You don't have the option. I think it's something you have to do at this point.
Yeah,
in terms of approving, of doing whatever we have to do with this.
Approving the settlement.
Right.
We could have appealed earlier, but at this point, I think our option to appeal.
I think that we have appealed. I think that's what.
Yeah, this is from the appeal.
I think the counties have appealed.
That's right. What created.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what brought us here. Okay.
You froze again.
So, no, we didn't. We're just mentally.
Okay.
So, I'd entertain a motion to approve the settlement agreement with Mid-America Pipeline Company, LLC.
Is there one with Daggett County signature page? I see one. Which commission is this? By order of the commission. Is that the tax commission? Or is that supposed to be us, or is that a different commission?
I think it's the tax commission.
Okay.
It is the Utah State Tax Commission.
So the Daggett County. So we're giving Tom Peters. We're giving Tom Peters the authority to sign it for us in that list of counties?
Yes.
Is what I see. To approve it for his signature on our behalf?
Yes. I think that is correct.
It is.
I'll make the motion to do so on item
12.
Item 12. Mid-America Pipeline LLC settlement agreement that we approve the settlement agreement as presented to us, authorizing Tom Peters to sign as the attorney for the group, including San Juan County, Summit County, Uinta County, Grand County, and Daggett County. Is that it? That's a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the settlement agreement with Mid-America Pipeline Company, LLC, and to authorize Tom W. Peters, our attorney, to sign the agreement on our behalf. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, is there anything else that we need to discuss today? Is there a need for a closed session?
Not that I'm aware of.
We were all over the place. We wanted to try to confuse you. So no reason for closed session from your perspective, at least?
Not today, no.
Randy, Jack, any reason for a closed session today? Okay. Anything else we need to discuss before we adjourn?
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you, ma'am.
You are very welcome.
All right. If there's nothing else, then I'll adjourn the meeting by acclamation at 12:56. We are adjourned.